to the second seminar in the series of four seminars, Socialist Forum on the Art and Visual Culture of Eastern Europe. Welcome to the Ludwig Museum of Contemporary Art as well. So I'm Ruben Fowkes, as most of you probably know, the initiator of the Socialist Forum, which is designed to investigate the art and visual culture of Eastern Europe, understood as a historical notion, really, as well as a geographical one. So concentrating on the art and other fine arts and other visual cultural products of made in the various countries of Eastern Europe from the end of the Second World War till the fall of the Berlin Wall. So this is the second of four seminars. The first one was in Manchester Art Gallery in October, and looked at issues of art and ideology. This one today looks at art and documentary. The third one will be back in Manchester again in February, on the 3rd of February, and we'll look at art and revolution. And the fourth one will be in Zagreb on the 21st of April, and we'll look at art and memory. And so the structure of each seminar is fairly similar, in that there are a series of papers by invited speakers, and also a contemporary art program of different kinds. We had a presentation in Manchester by Tomasz Szentjobi, the Hungarian conceptual, post-conceptual artist, and here in Budapest there are two main elements of the art program. On the one hand, there's the film screening, Socialist Memory film screening, which looks at approaches by contemporary artists to using documentary techniques and materials as a way to interrogate and engage with the past, in particular the socialist past. And the second is the exhibition Revolution is Not a Garden Party, which is currently on at the Trafo Gallery, Budapest. And so everyone is invited to join us, the curators, Maya Fowkes and myself, after the seminar for a viewing of the show in the Trafo at around 6:30. And just to say a few words about that exhibition. So it was also against the backdrop and the background of this celebration of the 50th anniversary of the 56 uprising, and which I think is an interesting setting to have this seminar, to have this second seminar. And hopefully this seminar also contains these principles or qualities which we hope to bring out through the Socialist Forum as a whole. And on the one hand, the principle of transnationality, if you like, that not only do we have speakers from and an audience from lots of different national backgrounds and also curators, academics, artists, so different approaches in that sense, but also each of the seminars are taking place in different geographical locations, each of which has its own kind of discursive traditions and context. So we hope that will produce some interesting modulations in the discussion that's ongoing over these four seminars. The other principle is the comparative aspect. So as far as possible, when inviting speakers and putting together the program, we wanted to bring out the comparative way of looking at the subject, so looking at the art and visual culture of Eastern Europe, rather than just stressing particular national traditions and kind of approaches, singular approaches to particular national art histories or pasts. And a lot of the papers and also the film program often deals directly with this comparative angle. And and thirdly, of course, collaboration. So that's another principle of the seminar and of the Socialist Forum. So we're very glad to be collaborating with the Ludwig Museum, who very kindly provided this space and are collaborating on the realization of this seminar in Budapest, and also with Pars Inc. at Central European University, who are also partners in the realization of this program here with Myriad Manchester Metropolitan University, which is the research center that I belong to in Manchester in the UK, and where this project originated, really. So we decided to start off with a kind of introductory film screening. It's the first part of the Socialist Memory film screening, which we will say a few words about afterwards, at the beginning of the second part of the screening, where we'll see the majority of the films. Just to say that this first film we're seeing is Henri Salla's Intervista, which is quite a famous film from the late 90s, in which the artist confronts his own mother with her communist past through various twists in the story. And it very much illustrates the use of documentary materials to address the socialist past. So it's a nice way to, I think, to begin the seminar. So enjoy the first film. Thanks.